You're listening to the Irritable Dad Syndrome Network.
Our next episode begins in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Irritable Dad Syndrome. Finally, something for people to look forward to on a Tuesday. Here are your hosts, Mike and Darren.
Hey, I'm Mike.
I'm Darren.
You are listening to the Irritable Dad Syndrome.
And we are very, very, very excited that you're here with
the
us.
The number one show in this basement.
That's right.
Right now. We are in our 49th
49.
Episode.
Yeah.
3 episodes away from the season finale.
We've been talking about the season finale for
Year
months.
Finale.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been talking about it for months, and it's coming on us, and I haven't done anything.
Not a damn thing.
I have not done one thing to prepare for this season ender, this big kaboom, this big shebang that we're going to close out with.
You know what would be awesome?
If we just did nothing.
Did episode 51, and then we called the next episode 53, and then people for years would wonder where episode 52 is.
You know, the Traveling Wilburys did that. They had Traveling Wilburys volume 1, and then their next album was volume 3. Where was volume 2?
That's right.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
I told you I'm trying a new, it's not really new now, but a different monster flavor.
Mm-hmm.
It's apple.
Yeah.
So if you're in the monster drink market
mm-hmm.
and you thought, I don't want a lime monster drink, the green is not lime. The green is a very, very nice apple.
Apple.
And you would think it's a Granny Smith apple.
Right.
Which is a complete waste of a fruit.
Yes. I hate Granny Smith apples.
But it's not. It's like a sweet, it's like a Red Delicious / Honeycrisp apple taste. And it's got a flumeur about it.
I don't know what a flumeur is.
It's a word I just made up.
Oh, okay.
It tastes like you're drinking a flour that's been dipped in apples. It's wonderful.
Okay. Is there nectar in it?
A petunia.
Uh-huh.
Nectar.
Yes.
You ever have the honeysuckle things? You know what I'm talking about? You pull the stem through and you get a little drop of something?
No.
Okay.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
They're abundant in redneck areas that I came from.
It's that honeysuckle rose.
Honeysuckle.
Is that the same thing as kudzu?
Bless you. Is that thing that they fought in Ghostbusters at the end? The gatekeeper and the key master made
kudzu. Your Honor, you know, they turned me into a monster, but they're really great guys, so I think you should let them go. Okay, you know.
Yeah. Is that what those dogs were chewing? The kudzu?
I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
What happened?
I don't
We're
know.
Back. What happened?
What happened?
This may be our last episode.
It should be.
We've said that for the past 30 episodes.
We keep saying that, and I think people are going to get sick and tired.
They are.
They're like, just start the damn show.
Well, today, right now, mm-hmm. is my anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
19th anniversary.
19th wedding anniversary.
19th wedding anniversary.
Yes.
Now, 19 is a very special number.
Okay, why?
To Stephen King fans.
Okay.
19 is prominent throughout the Dark Tower series.
Mm-hmm.
19 is special in that it is one less than 20, which is a very divisible number. It has a lot of factors.
Would you stop with the math? 10. It's 20, 19 is a prime number.
19
right?
is a prime number.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It is a prime number. It's uh-huh. one more than 18. You can vote at 18.
Uh-huh.
A year later, you're 19.
Of course, your favorite song was Paul Hardcastle, 19, from the 80s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look it up.
Okay.
Okay.
Every year that I thought was awesome
uh-huh.
began with 19. The 2000s have been okay.
They've all sucked.
They've been good. No, the 2000s have been great. But there were very few
uh-huh.
bad years in the 19s.
Uh-huh.
1985
mm-hmm.
Or 86. I forget which one. You had Top Gun.
What year did 1984 come out by Van Halen? I can't.
That was in 1983.
Oh, okay.
You had 5150, which mm-hmm. came out in the
19s
somethings, 1990s. U2 Achtung, depending mm-hmm. on your dialect, Baby, came out in 1991.
I just bought that.
November.
Over the weekend.
I'm both happy that you did
mm-hmm.
And impressed.
Go ahead and judge me.
No, I'm glad that you're finally listening to music that's over 30 years old. I think that's wonderful. Actually, it's exactly 30 years old.
I'm going to look through all your albums and find out all the that you're listening to that's like 40 years old.
Oh, there's a lot of old in there. There's the first Black Sabbath album is in there. The only one in there that I haven't played because I'm scared of it. And no, I'm a Black Sabbath fan. Back off. But it's something about having the album is particularly...
How's your wedding anniversary going?
Wonderful. Gosh. I'm spending it in the basement. 19.
You go off the rails.
And I never have a point.
Uh-huh. No.
And I rely on you to reel me in on a point.
And I wedding suck at
anniversary
it.
Is going wonderful. We're going to celebrate this coming weekend.
Okay.
That's the plan because we knew this week was shot. We got this damn thing tonight.
And for the record, when Libby and I had our wedding anniversary, it was also on the same night that we did a podcast. So it shows how much we care.
This show is,
not about our wives. It shows how much we care about the podcast.
This show is destroying two families at once.
At the same time.
But here's the thing. 19 years ago, this woman decided to accept being married to me.
Yeah.
So at that time, I had hair.
Yeah.
I was slim. Mm-hmm. I was muscular.
Were you funny?
I was funny.
Okay.
When we originally met, the very first thing that she said to me was, and you look like Tom Cruise.
you mentioned that before, yes.
And everybody laughs when I say that. Uh-huh. And then I show them a picture of me back in the day, and I don't look exactly like Tom Cruise, but I'm in the Cruise genre. But not anymore.
50 feet away, maybe.
You've known me in my non-Cruise years.
Yes.
You've known me in my Goose years.
Okay.
After he had that fatal ejection from the plane and washed up on a beach bloated and bald. I always knew that when I hit my 40s, everything would go downhill genetically for me.
Yeah.
And boy, howdy. And I've been fighting it ever since. And I've kind of gotten this weird thing of where I will stay in shape during the day and then just destroy it all at night. So she's bought into that.
You stay in shape during the day.
Yeah.
But at night,
if I could have you realize someone,
you have to stay in shape like several days in a row, right? For it to matter.
Stay in shape several hours in a row.
If I could have stayed in shape right now, but now, 4 o'clock.
Here's the thing. You know what really bothers me is all these documentaries and movies about concussions and lasting brain damage.
Right.
Before I learned about that, I wanted to pay someone to randomly come up behind me at around 7:30, 8 o'clock at night and knock me out so that I would wake up at 6 in the morning and I'd be fine. I wouldn't have overeaten. I wouldn't have had a green monster drink. When you leave, I'll probably pop some Ultimate Butter popcorn. Ooh. I'll shove that down my face. I'll follow it with some Lay's Flaming Pickle Chips.
Flaming pickle chips?
Flaming dill pickle chips.
Okay. Good, huh?
And then chase that with some Chunky Monkey. And that puts me in a food coma, and I wake up slobbering, usually with the dog laying on me in bed.
Licking stuff off your face.
Wondering what the hell happened.
Uh-huh.
And the alarm's going, hey, reality sets in. You got to go to that place.
And then what are you going to have for breakfast?
I've just started eating breakfast again. I had not eaten breakfast for about 6 months.
How do you not eat breakfast?
I started doing it, and it's I do on the weekends, but during the week I do now. I'm starting to eat oatmeal in the morning.
I'm a nice guy. I'm easy to work with. Mm-hmm. I'm easy to get along with. I'm easy to talk to. Mm-hmm. If I don't have breakfast, I'm a monster. I have to have breakfast. Absolutely. There are mornings where I'm like, should I eat breakfast before I get in the shower? I have a friend who used to eat breakfast in the shower. He would eat a cereal in the shower.
Well, part of the reason why I'm happy I'm eating breakfast again is because I just came off vacation. Because how do I say this delicately? I don't like to eat breakfast in the morning because I don't want to put one in the chamber. Because I don't know when I'm going to be able to. I can't stop in the middle of a meeting. Excuse me, I need to go. You can go pee. I'm trying to train myself to 5 minutes or less, and I can't. That's my Candy Crush time.
I'm so sorry.
Anyway, anniversary is going wonderful. We're going to celebrate this coming weekend. It's going to be great. I think there's a restaurant that she wants to go to that I think sounds awesome.
Your Honor, if I could have the stenographer go over. The question was, how's your anniversary going?
Wonderful,
15 minutes later, you don't eat breakfast because you don't want to put one in the chamber.
It's Russian roulette. It depends on the coffee. Now, I did get addicted to Starbucks coffee. Recently, I've been drinking coffee here, which is a lower...
Well, yeah, because you want to send one of your kids to college.
A lower superpower.
Preferably both of them, I assume.
Yeah, but Starbucks, that gets the pumps rolling.
Does it?
You know, and you put some oatmeal in front of that train.
You know, I have never, not one time, had coffee from Starbucks.
Really?
Never.
You should try it. I bet your first one will knock you back at how strong it is. It's extremely strong.
It'll, as Dave Lay
says. Do you like Dunkin'? You like Dunkin' Donuts?
I've never had coffee at Dunkin'.
What the hell?
Dave Lay will say, Darren, I'll mop the floor with you. Yeah.
See, I used to think Dunkin' was the perfect coffee.
Yeah.
I like Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
I don't like paying a lot for coffee.
I had Starbucks, and it tasted like a mixture of monkey sweat and gasoline. It was nasty. But over time, you get a taste for it. And it's like, that's all you want.
Uh-huh.
That's how they get you.
Yeah.
But now, on vacation, now, I didn't have it for a week. I downgraded back. I'm drinking coffee here.
Now, I've had the Dunkin' Donuts Keurig, the K-Cups.
Oh, yeah.
Do they taste like?
Yeah, it's about the same.
Okay. I like Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Well, I feel like I'm going to sneeze.
Okay.
Anyway, yes, the anniversary is going wonderfully.
This portion of Irritable Dad Syndrome is brought to you by Zipper Lube. Are you tired of wasting hours of your precious time futzing around trying to open and close sticky zippers? Well, have a seat, Tony. I have a product for you. Just rub some Zipper Lube across that annoying zipper and your problems will magically disappear. Easy up, easy down, easy all around. Zipper Lube. Available wherever quality zipper-related products are sold. Now back to you, Mike and Derek.
Hey guys, you need to kill the music and get back to the podcast. Thanks.
I need to throw a shout out to some people that I met.
Hold on a second. If you're new to this podcast, I want you to stop.
Yeah.
Go back to like episodes 42 or 43, listen to a few of those, and then come back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
So I had an interesting thing happen.
Uh-huh.
So we have merch. We have merchandise.
Yes, we do.
The kids today call it merch. Some call it swag.
The kids abbreviate it.
Yeah. Some call it SW. But we have that. So I have a shirt that has need to learn more words on the front.
Right.
And then irritabledadsyndrome.com on the back.
Okay.
And I like to wear it to crowded places because I want to see... I'm checking downloads like a madman, like a freak, like a monkey on a leash. Anybody from the town that I'm in at that point just starts downloading, and they see that on my shirt and they download. Because I would, if I saw somebody walking around with that, I'd be like, "What the hell is that?" And I'd be like, "Oh, it's a podcast.
Oh, I'm going to download that."
Yeah. So we're in line for the Diamondback.
Oh, you're at Kings Island.
Yeah, we're at Kings Island.
Okay,
we're in line for the Diamondback. I cannot be in the line at the Diamondback without thinking of your story of you
when I bumped into somebody,
just like accosting that man.
I bumped into him,
so
and I apologize.
I'm in the middle of thinking, don't make this into something that it's not. I'm thinking about that story, and okay. I can't help it. Every time I'm like, how do you accidentally bump into somebody that many times, and then somebody bumps into me?
Yeah,
in the back.
Turn around, it happens.
Yeah, turn around. It's this kid.
Uh huh.
Sorry. That's fine.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm in line with Andrew.
Did you tell him he was harassing you?
No.
Okay.
It happened like five or six
times.
Did you
warn him?
No. It got to the point I started laughing to myself internally. Uh-huh. I was like, my God, I've got a young Darren Cox behind me. And then I felt something touch my neck, like a finger. And I turned back around, and it's them and their gaggle of friends, and they start laughing. I'm like, what? And then one of them says, I like your shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, thank you. What is that? It's like, it's a podcast. It's an awesome podcast. Because I remember the last time I was asked what your shirt is or what your hat is.
Yeah.
I just laughed and said, and walked away. And the best is like, why didn't you tell them what it is?
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to take that advice. I was like, it's a podcast. It's an awesome
podcast. It's an awesome podcast.
And then one of the other kids said, are you in it? I'm like, yeah, I am in it. Oh my God. And they start going to the thing. I had to turn back around.
They went on their phone and went to irritabledadsyndrome.com.
They went on the irritabledadsyndrome.com. Okay. They had to look at the shirt to spell irritable. It's not a common word. And then they said, "Are you? Which one are you?" I was Mike. And it's like, "Would say your opening, say your line." I was like, "What line?
You don't have an opening line."
And I said, "This is Mike." And then, oh my! And I could hear the last, our last episode on the thing. It was the one where it was like, you said, "This is Darren." And I go, "Mike." And they just, that's him. So then they were like, they wanted shout outs. So I'm going to give a shout out to three. But meanwhile, Darren, or I'm sorry, Andrew, my son Andrew, is beyond himself embarrassed. He's edging away from me. He's turning. And they said, "Is this your kid?" And I'm like, "Yeah, this is Andrew." And he's like, "Hey, oh my God."
Yeah.
He's waving at him and everything. And they're laughing and I'm laughing. So I'm going to give a shout out to three people who will never hear this.
Okay.
Because this is, you know, Charlie.
Yep.
Corbell. And Ben. Three people. Three of the five, the group of five. The other two did not want to be identified.
Right. Well, I remember because you were telling me about this, and you gave absolutely no context at all. You sent me a text, and it said, "The t-shirt's going well. It got some downloads."
Now, I think they were making fun of me, because I still think they were making fun of me.
This was on the same day that you had posted your t-shirt of Destro on the Facebook, and on the Instagram, and on TikTok.
Another lady, I went to an eye appointment.
Okay.
And the eye lady, one of the you have somebody that checks like your, you know, whether you
your
have
eyes.
The, yeah.
But your vision.
The lady, there's the pre lady and then the lady. The optometrist. The optician. It's an optometrist. And you see
it's
the
an
optician.
Optometrist.
An optometrist is the doctor. Is the optician, is that the same thing?
I don't know. Just
the triage nurse. Whoever the hell that is that takes you in the room and you have to look at the picture of the house.
A or
and
B.
And then the wiggly things.
A, B.
No. That's the optometrist.
Uh-huh.
Stop making me say that word. I can't say that word. The lady that puts the puff of air in your eye and all that.
Okay.
She says, "I've got to ask you, what is that on your shirt?" And under my breath, I'm like, "Oh, Jesus. What is it?" Because she's about my age. And I'm like, I don't know her like you. I can't make her guess. I can't be like, "No, figure it out," like I do with you. I said, "It's Destro." And I point to, well, I don't have it on.
I like how you point Destro.
I point Destro. I point to the Cobra insignia. How could, because that's what I posted. And one of my friends on there said, "How could you not know that's Destro? It's got the Cobra insignia right next to it."
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people don't know who that is.
I know
it's
that.
Crazy.
I know. But you,
what the?
You posted the picture of Destro.
Yeah.
And then you won't stop going on and on and on and on on our social media about Destro.
Yeah.
And then you text me, "This t-shirt's getting us some downloads." Okay. Not the Irritable Dad Syndrome t-shirt. And so I'm like,
I have this weird thing. I just assume you can see me wherever I am.
No, I can't.
I know. But I do that on the podcast, too. I'll point to things in a room and say, "Hey, you guys ought to see this.
This is great. Audio.
Look at this over here." And you're like, you have to describe Mike's pointing to a dog.
No video at all.
With a dog with a pine cone on its head.
And so, because I asked, I'm like, "How did these kids see your t-shirt?" And then you're like, "Hey, okay, boomer." You got to understand that people use the phone, phone can also.
You said, "How are they listening to you on the phone?"
I said, "How did they listen to the podcast
on the phone?"
Because I didn't know how did these kids see the Destro shirt, and then where did they see you? Yeah. What I'm trying to say, Mike, is that you're not making any sense at all.
I didn't give you enough information to follow the story.
You didn't give me any information.
That's right.
So anyway, Charlie,
shout out to them, Charlie,
Corbell, and Ben.
I think Corbell's a made up name, but I'm not going to.
I'm just, Corbell sounds
That's what I would do.
Corbell sounds like a brand of delicious ice cream.
If I ran into a fat, bald guy that had a picture of his podcast on the back, he's like, "I'll go give you a shout out." I'd be like, "I'm Octavius" or something. I would not give him my real name.
Anyway, what's up, Corbell? But then the thing, because I asked him, like, "Well, did they ask any questions about me?"
No.
And of course, you rolled on the floor laughing. No, Darren, they did not ask about you. My wife had a doctor appointment this morning.
Okay.
She had
an optometrist?
No. Okay. My wife had to have a medical procedure this morning. Everything's fine. Everything's totally fine. But she needed somebody to drive her there and to drive her home.
Yeah.
So I'm the guy.
Okay.
Anyway, I take her to the place. I have to wait in the waiting room. That's why they call it the waiting room. It's where you wait.
I like how you give
the dimensions.
In case I'm going to plan an assault on it.
So
it's like Ocean's 11.
She's good. In there having her procedure done, and I'm out there. I'm playing my Candy Crush. I fall asleep, and my head hits the wall.
Oh my God! Really?
Yeah.
Are you that guy?
I'm that guy. Punk. I'm freezing to death, and there's a woman, and she's actually knitting. She's making an Afghan. Right?
I don't understand.
She's making an Afghan. And I wanted that Afghan so bad. And I was just getting ready to say how much for the Afghan when this other guy says, hey, how much for the Afghan? I'm like, are you kidding me? He stole my joke before I could even get it out.
Was it an Afghan wig?
I went in there and the nurse looks at me. She says, you've been in this office before, haven't you? I said, yes, I have. She goes, I knew I remembered you. And I thought, okay. And I said, I guess I was just the model patient, wasn't I? She says, I remembered your name.
Oh, and then she thought you were getting fresh with her?
No, she turns around and I said, would it have killed you to play along?
You know, I'm like, did she hear it? Because when I do like that, they hear it.
And she didn't say anything else. So then that's awkward.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're starting off on the wrong foot. Grandpa falls asleep playing Candy Crush in the room. And but, then ticks off the lady.
Something amazing happened.
Okay.
At work.
Okay.
This has never happened before. I've mentioned this before. I work at a TV station. I make commercials for a living. I got an email today that said, Dear Darren, D-A-R-I-N. They spelled my name correctly.
Yeah.
And they said, we're going to put you in touch with the general manager of this car dealership. And then you can call him and schedule the time and everything to come out. This guy's name is Darren, D-A-R-R-I-N. They spelled my name correctly, and they spelled his name correctly.
You know they were sweating bullets when they were writing that. They're like, oh my God, like, this is what I've trained for my whole life.
Very rarely in my life have I had another Darren in the room with me or in the general vicinity.
Yeah. Yeah.
I used to work with one up in Dayton and he spelled his name the same way, D-A-R-I-N. Okay. People would walk down the hall, hey, Darren. And we both go, what?
So I can't believe I haven't asked you this before.
Okay.
I've heard all this crap about your name being hard to spell and I've done it myself.
Oh, my kids call me Darfin now.
You have a degree. You graduated. Yeah. Some school gave you a degree.
Yeah.
A bachelor's in something.
Exactly. A bachelor of science.
So you graduated.
Yes, I did.
Did you go to graduation and they call your name?
Yes.
Did they say it correctly?
Yes, they did.
They did mine as well, which I got used to my last name always being screwed up.
Oodle.
So I thought, that was the most common one.
Really?
And I thought, oh, here they go. And I had mentioned it to somebody, and somebody in my graduating group class said that they have linguistics majors reading the names. And I don't know if that was BS or not. I was like, well, how do they know what and then when they said my name, it was like, exactly. It's like, as I was going up, I was grinning and smiling. There's pictures. Yeah. It was because they said my name right.
Yeah.
I was so happy.
Well,
I don't even think they said it right at my high school.
In my elementary school, I have one of my high school annuals. There's a picture of me as one of my, maybe it was in, I was in choir, but anyway, they had my name as Darren Fox.
Oh, there you go. That would be your stage name if you were like back in the 80s. Tom Cruise, Darren Fox, Brad Pitt, star in whatever the hell.
So, but yeah, nobody ever could spell it, but I was just really impressed that they did that today. And I don't know that I mentioned this, but a couple of weeks ago, I was nominated for another Emmy Award.
Holy shit.
Yeah, yeah. Me and Christina and Carrie and Pete, my boss, our team has been nominated for an Emmy Award. They were nominated. Christina was nominated for 7.
Holy crap.
I was nominated for 1. Hey.
Hey, you know, I've never been nominated at all for 1. Yeah.
And the award ceremony is going to be virtual this year. So I get the email that said to go to this site and type in your name, how you want it said and spelled and everything like that. And I was so close to putting Darfin on there. And I thought, you know what? If I have an Emmy Award with Darfin on it, it'll be my little my little thing. And Libby talked me out of it.
Yeah.
But that's right. She's like, yeah.
Cooler heads prevailed. Probably blacklist you in the industry for the rest of your life. They'd be like, oh, that guy's... Yeah.
Yeah, well, how would they know that my name's not Darfin?
Your people would know, the other people on your thing.
Yeah.
This portion of Irritable Dad Syndrome is brought to you by Whopper's All Beef Footlong Hot Dogs. Hi, everybody. It's your best friend, Dave. People often ask me, Dave, do you really enjoy Whopper's all-beef foot-long hot dogs? And I say, you're damn right I do. Whoppers are made from 100% pure beef with no fillers and no preservatives. They're packed full of flavor and perfect for parties. Get a ruler and measure it yourself. If your hot dog isn't a foot long, they'll refund your money, guaranteed. So what are you waiting for? Get a pack of Whoppers all-beef foot-long hot dogs today. Available wherever quality meat products are sold. Now, back to the show.
I want to complain about ice cream.
How can you complain about ice cream?
All right, I'm not going to complain
ice cream
about ice cream.
Be delicious.
So,
especially I get a good box of Corbel ice cream.
So I want to. There's a little bit of background that needs to happen.
You're not biting, are
for
you?
This, no, I'm not. Corbel ice cream. There's a little bit of background needs to go into this.
Okay.
All right. So Bess's sister, Laura, is married to Jim Boyce. Jim is
Like 3-time listener of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's kind of known as Jim Happy. He's happy. He's always happy. He's always grinning. He's always smiling. He's always in a good mood. He's laid back, probably the most laid back human being you'll ever meet. He's always having a good time. Okay. Laura, she's like the doctor. This is bad for you. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do this. Jim, meanwhile, is sitting over there like he's got like a tub of ice cream and he's just eating it with a spoon by himself.
Yeah.
And asking me, hey, you want a beer? You want ice cream? You want to do this? You want to do that? I'm like, yeah, let's whatever. Let's have a beer and ice cream.
Yeah, beer and ice cream is delicious.
So we noticed that as Andrew and Charlie are growing up, when we would go to their house, see, we never really kept soda from our kids, but we didn't promote it. It was always like, you want water, you want juice, you want milk,
Yeah, we
like
did
that.
The same thing.
And it got to the point where they just didn't seem to really have a taste for it. They never really cared. Now, Dad drinks diet soda, but they think that that's disgusting, or they did. Anyway, we go visit, and Laura was like, hey, kids, you want a Coke? Not just Coke, just regular Coke.
Yep.
Regular. Drink it. You're up all night. Teeth rotten out.
Coke. Yep.
Okay. And then she thought it was funny that she's the crazy aunt that's letting them do whatever they want and drink the Coke. And I'm like, why is it you? You're like Captain Health and you're giving our kids Coke. Now that when every time they come, it's like, can we have a Coke? You got that going on. I was like, you're probably going to give them a cigarette when next time we come.
Can I butt in real quick?
Uh-huh.
Last week or 2 weeks ago, we went to my friend Larry's house.
Uh-huh.
They were having a thing. They had Mexican Coke.
Oh, yeah. You see that?
In the glass bottle with the regular sugar.
Yeah, Jim and Laura went crazy over the Mexican Coke for
and
a
that's
while.
What
they had cases of it everywhere.
You boys want a Mexican Coke?
Yeah, yeah.
And so then, Cameron and Jake are like, hey, Mom, Dad let us have Mexican Coke at Larry's house.
Yeah.
Yeah, good times.
Anyway, if you remember back to a previous episode, I talked about the salad dressing from hell. She made the salad dressing. She was always feeding people salad. And
right.
She made this dressing that was made from, goat intestines and
how do you even tolerate her
broccoli testicles. I don't know what the hell it was.
I'm sure you're a nice person.
She's fine. She listens to the podcast now.
I'm sure
too, by
she's
the way.
Lovely.
Yeah, she's a wonderful
if she's,
person.
If she's half as what nice as Bess, being, then she's great.
She would make us eat. She would get excited because she made lasagna out of leaves.
No,
and,
you don't screw with lasagna.
Everything you take a bite of something. You're like, do you like that? And you're like, yeah. It's, it's I don't know. It's goat cheese and rat fur. It helps you because it makes your one leg grow faster than the other, and that's better when you run on your back. Just stuff the random
perfect
stuff.
If you're running in circles, you need that.
Meanwhile, Jim's sitting over on the couch. Hey, there's new flavor ice cream over here. You want to try that? So it's like we're doing whatever Jim's doing. So I want those two. What do you call that?
Dynamic?
That dynamic in your head when I go to the next story.
Okay.
Of the two of them, I always expected that, let me rephrase that. Of the two of them, the one I least suspected would ruin ice cream for me would be Jim. But he did.
What did he do?
He did. He pulled Inception. You seen the movie Inception?
Yeah.
Where you put the idea in the head?
The dream instead of the dream instead of the dream.
This was like a year or two ago, maybe 3 years ago.
Okay.
And it hit me while I was eating mint chocolate chip ice cream with Bess yesterday.
Okay.
Or maybe 2 days ago. What he said was, I forget what it was, what I was eating at their house. And I said, this is really good ice cream. And he said, and he always has facts about things. He said, if you really want to know if you like ice cream, or a certain brand of ice cream, get their vanilla. And if you like that, you'll like every other flavor that they have, because every ice cream is vanilla with something added to it to give it the flavor. And I was like, And then it's one of those things that kind of gnaws at you. You wake up in the middle of the night, I like butter pecan, but I just like vanilla ice cream that has butter pecan flavor. And then I go to chocolate. That's just vanilla ice cream with chocolate. And it gnawed at me, and it started making the ice creams that I like. Banana ice cream, I pictured this magical thing. I didn't think Ben and Jerry's took vanilla ice cream and turned it into banana ice cream. It just kind of slowly ruined ice cream for
me. Okay, what can I... One, he's wrong.
I don't think he is. He's well researched. No,
he doesn't know ice cream from a hole in the wall. He's wrong. Vanilla ice cream is made from vanilla beans.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Chocolate ice cream is made from cocoa beans or the cocoa flavoring.
How do you know they didn't just make the vanilla ice cream?
How do you know they did?
Flavor to it?
You're gonna just listen to Jim Boyce every time
he
tells you something?
He's been right about everything else.
Okay.
And he lets me eat as much ice cream as I want to when I go to their house.
Okay.
And I killed a whole box of Lucky Charms in one day at their house.
Okay. That doesn't make him right.
That makes him somebody I'll follow.
Okay. Okay. When Jim Boyce runs for president.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'd vote for him in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I would.
Okay. Even though he screwed up ice cream for you.
Yeah. It's just, it's added something in my head. It's something I wish I could remove from my psyche. You know how they say, like, look at certain things. Don't surf the dark web. You'll see something you can't forget. Something like that.
Right.
That's something I want removed. Whenever Google takes over
the world
and they make everybody into cyber zombies, if they can go in and take that knowledge out of my head, that'd make my life better.
Okay. But yeah, strawberry ice cream is not vanilla ice cream with strawberry flavoring. It's strawberry.
How do you know?
Because I know.
See, it's just because
they
ice
have
cream,
they have the ingredients on the side of the box.
Yeah, but
you buy your box of Korbel ice cream, and right there on the box it says it.
I'm going to look this up.
Okay, look it up.
I'm going to look it up.
While Mike looks it up, Darren's going to move on to our next topic.
No, I just got to talk about ice cream sandwiches real quick.
Okay. Okay.
All right. When you think of an ice cream sandwich,
yes,
as a kid, what is an ice cream sandwich?
It's a rectangle.
Mm-hmm.
It's white with the brown cookie, soft cookie.
Soft cookie
coating. And when you eat it, it sticks to your fingers.
Exactly.
And it sticks to the wrapper.
Have you had an ice cream sandwich in the past few years?
Yeah.
They're hard. They've made them hard. They've made the cookie hard.
What kind of ice cream sandwiches are you buying?
The Kroger Surfboard ice cream sandwiches.
Surfboard?
That's what they get. Penguins riding ice cream sandwiches down a freaking glacier. It's called surfboards. We got to buy. I'll show you the box when we go up there.
See, you make more money than I do. See, we buy the cost cutter, the white box, black print ice cream sandwiches.
This is the Kroger brand with the penguin riding the surfboard down the great glacier. They're hard.
Okay.
And
the ice cream sandwiches that we buy at Kroger.
Really?
They're
chewy?
Yeah, they're delicious.
Oh, my God.
You're buying the wrong kind of ice cream sandwich.
That makes me feel better, because I told Bess, I was like,
you're about to load up the rifle and get the scope.
I got mad at science. I got mad at science, because you remember...
science has got nothing to do with ice cream sandwiches.
Yes, it does. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
He got
a bonus because he created a new cereal varnish that kept it crunchy in milk. And I knew all these damn cereals, they're always like, oh, it stays crunchy in milk, stays crunchy, it doesn't get soggy. So, you know, and so I thought, well, they've been trying to research this, and somebody finally came up with... I found it, boss. We can keep the cookie from being soft on the ice cream sandwich. We can keep it cookie crunch with the ice cream. Yes, we'll do that. We'll put it in these surfboard ice cream sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
And they ruined it. And it made me, it's like, you know what? Use your science for something good, not for ice cream sandwiches. Not screwing up my ice cream sandwiches. Go cure it. Hey, here's a thought. Cure COVID. With my ice cream sandwiches.
Dial down your freezer, man.
I thought that about 6 or 7 months ago. Okay. I tried that. I brought them home. You know how like ice cream slightly melts when you get home, even though we live right down from the Kroger?
Yeah, yeah.
I left one out for a little bit.
Okay.
And then bit into it. You know what I had? Two hard cookies
okay.
with a bunch of creamy in the middle. It ruins it.
What about the Klondikes? Those are crispy. You bite into what would you do for a Klondike bar?
The ice cream, the Klondike ice cream sandwiches, those are the first ones that I ever had that were crunchy.
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, I'll get the cheaper ones. I'll get the penguins sliding in the
Surfing down the mountain.
The iceberg.
The iceberg, yeah.
And they were crunchy, and I thought, they've all gone this way.
No.
Now, Klondike, the original Klondike bar, which is just a wonderful little square of vanilla ice cream dipped into chocolate and then put in the foil, I had a real problem with that. I feel like I need one of those sobriety badges because I haven't had one of those. I have not had one in 12 months, I think. I had a real, I was about two or three a night.
Now,
it was rough.
There's the Klondike bars. Have you ever had the Klondike with like the, they get the, like
the crunchy.
I like those.
That's too distracting.
We would always get the regular ones, but then we'd go see my grandparents, and Nana and Bill would always load up on the crunchy, the extra crunchy ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, see, Klondike bars, I would eat it like a normal human being.
And how's that, Mike?
You don't unwrap it.
You don't do anything like a normal
I would unwrap
human
it,
being.
And I would bite into it, and I would eat it. Now, a Dove, as opposed to how I eat a Dove bar, Dove bar I had a real problem with.
God.
Is you get one of those, you unwrap it, and I would eat the chocolate from around the ice cream first. Eat all of it off until I'm left with nothing but a perfectly shaped vanilla ice cream teardrop thing on a stick. Uh-huh. And then I would eat that by itself. And Bess would watch me while I was doing that. And every time, it never failed. While she was eating hers, she'd be like, you're weird.
And she's been married to you for 19 years.
She's seen me do this. Yeah. She saw me do that with the first Dove bar.
Uh-huh.
I used to do it with Snickers. I'd still do it with Three Musketeers. Every once in a while, I go in a bender and I have a Three Musketeers. I eat the outside chocolate all the way down.
Now, the candy bar or the ice cream bar?
The candy bar.
Okay.
I'm left with basically a brown sponge. And then I eat that. And sometimes I pretend like I'm eating couch fluff.
Couch.
I'm a weird guy.
You are so weird.
M&M's. I do the same thing. I get them in my mouth. I get the candy and the chocolate off, get the nut by itself, do that for four or five of them, and then eat the nuts.
Who hurt you? What what happened to you as a child?
Reese's Pieces. I get all the
What
the
about Reese's peanut butter cups?
I had to quit those. That became a
Would you
one.
Eat the outside and then you would eat the inside?
No.
Now
those are the ones
I can eat those all in one bite.
All their commercials. No. Their commercials roll. They had that little commercial with the how Dracula eats its two holes in the middle of the cup. Different things.
Yeah.
That's the one I just said, you know what? When I'm going for Reese's cup, I'm like on the side of the road with a needle in my arm. I'm just eating that. It's lucky. Usually it's just one goes all the way in and half of it sticks the roof of my mouth and then it slowly slides down for the next minute or two.
You savor it. Yeah. Sometimes you don't want, you know, you want it to stay on the roof of your mouth.
Now, here's a present for all our listeners. Get yourself a Snickers bar because this is the main reason that I went outside when I was a kid. There was a pool near us and when you bought a candy bar from them, they got it out of a freezer.
Yeah.
That basically breaking kids' teeth.
Yes. You know?
But they had Snickers bars, the big king-size Snickers bars in a freezer.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't bite into it. But once you got it to the point where you could, it was not frozen enough to where it would break your teeth, but not to the point where it was still like a regular...
It holds in the
like
flavor.
It's basically the Snickers ice cream bar.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that, but it's the full effect of the Snickers bar.
When my mom makes homemade fudge and she sends some home... With me for Christmas, I keep it in the freezer.
Here's a fun fact, kids, and I learned this in school. The colder something is, the less you can taste it, which is why they serve a lot of crappy beers cold.
I'm going to disagree with you on that.
That's science. You can disagree all you want.
Then why does ice cold water taste better than warm water? Gotcha.
Because you're not tasting it. That's the reason ice cold. Okay, go drink a lukewarm Bud Light and then an ice cold Bud Light. You'll like the ice cold one better because you can really taste all the ugh in it when it's warm.
Then by that rationale, then you should melt ice cream before you eat it.
No. The coldness is part of the thing. I've eaten ice cream before well after I'm full just because I like having the coldness. come in. But it's true. The colder something is, the less you can taste it. It doesn't mean you can't taste it at all, but you can't get yourself a bowl of ice cream. Get two bowls.
Okay.
Get one of cold ice cream. Eat it. And then let one melt and come back and drink that soup.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to taste that more than you did the ice cream you ate when it was cold.
Okay, whatever.
You'll enjoy it far less.
You're a freak. You're such a
freak. But it's helpful if you ever have to, like kids, if you ever have to, yeah. I don't want to give kids advice on taking medicine, but adults, if you ever have to, that crap that they make you take when you have to go take certain procedures, I have to go do one here soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as the cold as you can get it, the less you'll taste it. If there's something you have to drink and you don't want to drink it because it's nasty, get it as cold as you can.
Yeah.
You'll taste it less.
Okay. Okay. Good advice.
Yeah. The hits just keep on
coming. I wanted to ask a serious question.
Uh-huh.
And we don't get political on the show.
Oh no.
And okay. I don't want it to get political.
Okay, I'll
do
my best.
But I've got to ask this question.
Okay.
Because in Ohio, where we do this podcast from, we live north of Cincinnati. This happened at Kroger. And at our Kroger, if you are fully vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask in their store.
Yeah, a lot of places are doing
that. Yeah, a lot of places are doing it. Now, I'm impressed because I still see people wearing a mask. Now, these are two types of people. They're either people who are like, I'm still afraid of catching the coronavirus and I'm going to wear it to protect myself. Or they're the people who have not been vaccinated.
Uh-huh.
Okay. There's also that group of people out there who haven't been vaccinated, said, screw it. How is anybody going to know? I'm not going to wear my mask.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So there's many factors in this.
Okay.
I'm in Kroger the other day and there's a guy wearing his mask with his nose and almost his upper lip hanging out of his mask. Now, we've discussed this on the podcast before.
Good Lord.
There's no point. The only way wearing a mask is effective is if you cover your nose and your mouth.
Yeah.
So why is this guy wearing a mask with his nose hanging out still? It's like, dude, you don't need, just take it off. It's
for show, people don't care anymore. And for protection, you're not.
You're not protecting anything.
No. You're protecting yourself from people thinking that you can think.
Okay, yeah. I'll accept that answer.
Yeah.
We'll accept that answer.
I mean, there's occasions where my mask started to slip down,
mm-hmm.
and I would make sure to catch it before it went below my nose, not because I was terrified of anything,
right.
but because I didn't want to walk around with my nose hanging out.
Yeah.
I have a sizable nose, for one thing.
Don't think
but
you
the
do.
Other piece of it is that it just, you know, it's,
mm-hmm.
yeah. what are you doing?
Yeah. But it's just like,
And the thing,
I just wanted to go over and say, dude, just take it off.
Yeah.
Just take it off.
Yeah.
You're not helping anybody at all.
Yeah.
And we're past that now.
Yeah.
This portion of Irritable Dad Syndrome is brought to you by Otis Elevators. Hi, this is your announcer, Dave Lay. And if there's one word that describes me, it's brand loyal. I've been riding Otis Elevators all my life. And if I'm ever in a building that doesn't have an Otis, I say screw it, I'm taking the stairs. There's nothing like the feel, the smell, and the comfort of an Otis elevator.
Okay, so I have two Kroger anecdotes,
okay.
not full stories. And they're I can't believe I have two in 1 week. I go, and this is more to ask the question, so I have a question I want to ask you at the end of the story.
Okay.
I go, I have a bunch of stuff. I like to stop there after work. Or before I get home.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a bunch of stuff.
And which is the same time. I like to go after work or before I go home. Okay.
But I typically don't want to be in there for a long time.
I don't want to be here.
I don't want to. Where's the front door?
Where's your front door?
So
that's a callback to last week, folks.
I go in line and I know I'm in trouble because there's a lady sitting in front of the card reader, and she's got a handful of papers. You shouldn't have a handful of papers when you're checking out from Kroger,
mm-mm.
unless those papers are money. that they have to change.
Right.
But no, these are coupons.
Oh, boy.
And they're having a disagreement over what a coupon is. So she's having the guy look up each coupon.
Mm-hmm. If it's handwritten on the back of a cereal box, it's not a coupon.
He does not appear to be. Now, he's being very professional.
Who's he? The cashier?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He does not seem entirely happy to have to be looking all of them up, but he's being very professional. He's doing it, and he's being very polite. But maybe I'm projecting. I'm putting myself in his place. I would be annoyed. Okay. And there's another cashier. You know how they'll like switch shifts.
Mm-hmm.
And there at Kroger, they will switch in the middle of saying something.
It's like the changing of the guard.
Yeah.
It happens like, exactly at this you know, they particular
always say,
time.
They always say, did you find everything okay? If you get there right at the change, the first one will say, did you find? And they'll stop. And the next one come in, everything okay? It's like, good God. I mean, they are rigid on that.
Mm-hmm.
So she's back there telling him what he needs to type in to get the coupon. I've got ice cream. I've got Chunky Monkey.
You always have ice cream.
And I have those damn penguins sliding down the glacier.
The iceberg.
Iceberg. And I'm excited because they have Neapolitan ice cream sandwiches. And I got some of those for the kids because Andrew's gotten this big Neapolitan thing. That's what got me thinking about it before. I always thought it was a sidebar callback. I was always amazed at Neapolitan ice cream. When I mazed as a kid, wow, they got strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla in here. And then as an adult, I got jaded.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, they probably made one of those really well, and they just half-assed the other two. But then after Jim Boyce's comment, uh-huh. I'm like, it's all vanilla.
It's all vanilla.
They just put the strawberry in over here, right. And they put this chocolate flavor in over there. I digress.
When I worked at the grocery store,
uh-huh.
I used to work in the dairy frozen food department.
Yeah.
And at least once a month, someone would ask for the Metropolitan ice cream. And then, very rarely, but it happened.
Yeah.
You got any of that Napoleon ice cream?
So she's got all these coupons and she's making him lean up there. And I always get ice cream right before I get up to the counter. That's the last thing I get is the ice cream.
Yeah.
I don't want it melting before I get home.
Right.
They're going through this whole thing, and here's where the question comes to you. Have you ever been in a situation like that where somebody is haggling over a coupon or over a very small priced item, and they're having somebody go back and check the price where you've been like, you know what, I'll pay for it. Just ring it up on mine, and you just get the hell out of my way.
Tell you what, I'll pay the extra 17 cents.
Yeah, just go.
So I can go home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I felt like a monster for thinking. No. I came very close to saying that.
No.
Now,
the day that I bought all the soap and it didn't ring up, I was just like, I'm not going to be that guy.
Now,
I paid the extra whatever.
Now, there was a day this past week because I was on vacation. I went to Kroger on a mission to buy food for the entire week. I'm going to get all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I got $231 worth of stuff.
Okay.
It's on the counter. It's ready to go. And I'm like, this is going to be a nightmare.
The counter?
It's going to be a nightmare because all of the situation, I noticed that there's no baggers. And it's just this one cashier lady.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She is the most awesome cashier that they have there. I was in awe. I don't know what her name is, but I was like, I'm going to, you know, there's those times where you just have to bag all your crap. We talked about that last week.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be one of those times. $231, you can imagine the entire thing is full.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those where I have to wait for her to get the bread through there so I can slap the watermelon down on the end.
Yeah.
You know, there's not enough room. I go up to the card reader. I put in my code for the Happy Customer Plus thing.
Your date and phone number.
Yeah. I put in the card to pay. She's already got half of them packed and in the thing. So I'm like, holy crap. I put those in the thing. She's got the rest of them. She's handing me bags. I literally put it up on the thing, paid, and put it in the cart.
Wow.
And I'm not kidding. It was less than 2 minutes. I was amazed.
Wow.
Like, I was, oh my God.
Good for her.
And she was like giving me the receipt and telling me exactly. She just barely glanced at it. And it's like, you saved $13 and something cents.
Right.
And I stopped. I took the extra time that she saved me to look to see if it was right.
Mm-hmm.
What she said that I saved.
Yeah.
Because I didn't see her look at it.
Yeah.
She had it down to the penny.
Nice.
She needs a raise.
She does.
She should be running that place.
Yeah.
She should be running Kroger Incorporated.
Yeah. The cashiers at Kroger do need a raise.
Yes.
Because there are very few of them. And there's not like there's a lack of shoppers.
This portion of Irritable Dad Syndrome is brought to you by Diff Liquid Concentrated Wallpaper Stripper. With its unique enzyme action, Diff dissolves old paste and cuts wallpaper removal time in half. That's right, half. Imagine all the free time you'll have after stripping wallpaper with Diff. Hell, you could take a walk, go to a movie, or shoot pool with your old buddy that just got out of prison. Your options are unlimited with Diff. Oh, and did I mention that no steamer is needed? Let me say that again. No steamer is needed when removing wallpaper with Diff. Can you think of another wallpaper stripper that doesn't need a steamer? Yeah, I didn't think so. I don't mean to sound offensive here, but if you're using an inferior product to remove wallpaper, well, my friend, you're an idiot, and nobody likes you. Diff is fast and easy. It was voted best wallpaper stripper 4 years in a row. So what are you waiting for? Get out there and buy some Diff today.
You know my buddy Jeff.
Jeff Brown.
Our photographer.
Yeah. He takes good pictures.
He takes great pictures.
Yeah.
And he did our logo.
Yeah.
Our irritabledadsyndrome.com. Uh-huh. Well before your son Charlie you know, basically kicked Jeff out of his job.
Yeah. But all the pictures of us, like the, yes. the professional pictures.
Yes, he took. Ones that were taken at Studio A. Uh-huh. Those were all taken by Jeff Brown. He told me a story and I'm like, oh God, can I please tell this? He says, absolutely. Jeff Brown's dad just turned 96. Okay. And this wow. guy is hilarious. His dad, Joe, is awesome. And I've said it many times. So, you know, my father passed away 6 years ago. My father-in-law, he's also dead. My grandfather.
Okay.
And then my other grandfather, they're all gone. I don't have any more. I don't have any more dads left.
Yeah.
And so Jeff's dad says, you can still call me dad. And I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what I'll do. So yeah. I keep calling this guy dad. I love him. He's great. So Jeff went up to Findlay, Ohio to visit his dad. He says, what's going on, dad? He goes, well, I'm having the cable guy come out here to fix my cable box. And Jeff says, oh, really? He goes, yeah, I think it's a scrotum that's coming up. Jeff says, dad, it's Spectrum. Oh, okay. Yeah. It's totally different thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It reminded me of mom with speed and bus.
Yeah. You don't want the scrotum people messing with your cable.
Do you follow Rainn Wilson?
No.
Okay. Rainn Wilson.
I like Rainn Wilson.
I like Rainn Wilson too. He played Dwight on The Office.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this or not, but he posted this thing, this image, and he says, what type of world do we live in where we let a guy like this teach our kids? And it's a picture of Captain Kangaroo. Okay. Now, what kind of world do we live in? Yeah. Okay. There are thousands of comments of people tearing Rainn Wilson a new one.
People didn't. I think I could see him doing that just to be fun. That seems funny to me. I legitimately laughed when you said that.
This, if it was a
was
joke.
Was he really outraged?
I don't know.
Was he trying to be funny?
I don't know. But if it was a joke, it really backfired on him. I feel bad because it's not like his career is really going places right now. What was the last Rainn Wilson movie that you saw remember?
He was School of Rock. He was in that.
Okay, that was 22 years ago. He was in
something recently.
He was in the Mecha Shark thing with that bald guy who's in the
Godzilla?
Fast and the Furious movie. No.
Oh, Meg?
Yeah, the Meg. He was in the Meg. And that was
that must have been
7 years ago. I don't know. He played the guy who wears a hat.
I think I watched that on a plane.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, I feel bad. I feel bad for him because he did not make any friends with that pose. There's a friend of our show, Jim Timmerman, and he's asked a couple of questions of us tonight.
Okay.
The first question, I think he wants to be on our staff because every week he sends me possible show topics.
Okay.
Every week.
He knows that we don't have anything to talk about. So
he's like, you guys have run out of stories. I mean, tonight we talked for 22 minutes about ice cream.
Well, ice cream is important, Derek.
It is important.
Yeah.
It is important. He wants to know... he has questions about toast. He wants to know the real story.
The real story about toast?
The real story. Like there's, a government cover-up or something.
I want to know how the hell it came around.
Yeah.
Like, what happened?
I don't know.
You know? Like, because here's the thing. How did we end up start cooking animals? How did we go from eating animals raw, or did we even eat animals raw?
Right.
What happened? Did something fall into fire? Did somebody drop their lamb leg or whatever in the fire, and then they pick it up and it's like
this
perfectly cooked. It's like, oh my God, this is amazing.
This tastes
and
much
I'm not
better.
Dying from tapeworms.
Right. Same thing with milk. I mean, How many odors did they drink from before they stopped
and
with
who's
cow?
The first guy that said, let's go suck that thing?
Yeah.
I don't. Because
I have a feeling they saw other animals, like the animal babies, sucking on that thing, as you refer to it.
I know, I've seen other animals.
You know what? If it's good enough for that little deer, I'm going to try it too.
What the hell were we talking about?
We're talking about toast.
But you know, I don't have any of those things happen, but you're right. That's a way they could see the calf getting on the teat. And yeah. It's like, well, that must be good. And I need to put my cereal in something.
Yeah.
So I'll try that out. But toast,
yeah.
Did somebody must have dropped the bread?
They had to have overcooked it.
But why did they do
it? They had to have overbaked it. For it to have turned into that. I don't know.
Why did that become the preferred? Now, I make sandwiches, I make them with toast.
Okay.
Because of I like the structural, you know, it hurts the roof of my mouth, but I don't care. Usually
so,
if I'm hungry enough.
So a sandwich, you like it on toast, on crunchy bread. An ice cream sandwich, you don't like that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Sweet and savory.
Okay.
I want my savory crunchy. I want my sweet soft.
Okay. I like my sweet soft. Oh, yeah. Well, he also wanted to know if there was an Irritable Dad Syndrome theme park, what exhibits would we have? What would be the Mike Odell ride? Because, see, for me, if we had a theme park, you know how you can guess your weight or guess your age?
It would be...
I would stand there with a t-shirt with my name on it and still have people try to guess my name. Is it Daryl? Dwayne? Damon?
You know the little...
Darfin?
The little throwaway rides that they put in amusement parks just for little kids to ride that nobody really wants to ride.
Mm-hmm.
Like the little cars. Here they have the antique cars at Kings Island. They have the antique cars.
God, people wait around the block to ride those antique cars.
It would be that, but it would be like an animatronic me in the driver's seat, and you would get into the car, and it would drive really slow around this thing, and you'd listen to me tell stories about U2 and Tool and ice cream. And just blah, 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 blah. And if you make it all the way to the end of the ride without jumping out, you get your money back.
Right, for free. It's the put up with Mike.
It's a put up with Mike thing.
See who can put up with Mike the longest.
And I would also have those, you know, the crazy, like the people get in those hamster balls and they slingshot them up.
Yeah.
And they have cameras.
Uh-huh.
I would do that, but I would make it so that the cables would randomly disconnect like every fifth one. It would be a random thing.
They'd go into a lake. Okay. They wouldn't get hurt.
Okay, I guess legally I would have to
have
that
you'd have
happen.
To cover yourself.
Yeah.
CYA, as they say in the biz.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't just kill people.
Or I would have that going on on one side of the park, and the other side of the park I would have people with water cannons, and you could shoot the people when they shot up in the air. And if you hit them, you get a prize.
Okay. That sounds good, too.
I'm always thinking.
Could we get robot security guards like in Chopping Mall? Never mind. Okay.
I would also have the main roller coaster. I would have a car, a train with like dummies in it that would eject people randomly. So with people waiting in line, every once in a while would see a car going by and somebody's like, it would have a little speaker box and it goes, and then somebody would think, oh my God. Of course, that would only... That would only be a thing for maybe a day, and then people would figure out, oh, they're not really throwing people off of there.
Yeah. Well, guys, we wanted to remind you that at the end of October,
it's Halloween.
It is Halloween, and I'm telling you, we are not going to do a second annual Halloween show.
Oh, now come on. I'm curious to see if it would actually be a flop again.
You think?
Yeah, I'm curious. You know what we should do? What is this? This is almost August.
Yeah.
So there's time. Why don't we have people recommend Halloween movies for us to watch? Like one, like maybe
you and I watch a movie together
that we watch, and then we'll critique.
Do we have to watch them together, or can we both watch it separately and then critique it? Because I tried to get you to go see the Chris Rock song. Can you believe all these people? And then we didn't do it.
I don't care. Either way.
Okay.
We can watch them together.
Okay.
Maybe we can make that a bonus episode, our commentary.
Okay.
Because people do that. They'll do commentary, and then you just play this commentary along with the movie like a psychopath.
Okay.
And we
so
can do that.
Mike's got a good idea.
Yeah, okay. Hold.
Recommend a new horror movie or
any,
a classic?
any. Here's the deal.
Don't recommend the original Halloween. We've seen
Don't recommend stuff that was in our original Halloween episode, right. Which means you're going to have to go back and listen to that to see what we talked about. So we pump the listens up.
Yeah.
Boom.
Bang.
Money in the bank.
Zing.
But yeah, anything that you would think would be, we want to do like we'll either do a commentary on it, mm-hmm. you know, that you play along with. I'll figure out how to do that.
Yeah.
Or we'll just critique it on our Halloween episode as one of our topics that we talk about.
Okay.
We'll talk about candy corn again. Yeah. Whatever. Gojira. We'll be talking about Gojira during the Halloween episode.
Yes, we will. Because at the end of October, we're going to Cleveland.
Yeah.
We're going to be at the Gojira concert, and then we're going to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And we hope to see you guys there. So if you come up to us, we'll take pictures. We'll sign autographs. Mike will say, "Hey, I'm Mike." And the guy will go, "Hey, that was you." And you're like, "Is that you, Corbell?"
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. So we want you to do that. And listen, this is episode 49. Episode 52 is going to be our best of.
We're pimping our site all the time, irritabledadsyndrome.com. There's a link to our email in there. We're on Twitter.
Yeah.
We're on the Facebook.
Instagram.
We're on the Instagram.
TikTok.
We're on TikTok, for God's sakes.
To the heart, TikTok. You don't stop. Hit
Boom.
It. So, but yeah, let us know what your favorite moments for the show are, and we will mention that on our
If you got a Twitter, tweet them and then tag us in it, at Irritable.
Yeah.
Boom.
That was easy to say.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to head out. We'll talk to you later. See ya.
This concludes another stellar episode of Irritable Dad Syndrome. If you would like to advertise on this podcast, send us a message on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or at our website, irritabledadsyndrome.com. See you next time.
Ah.